A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm John Jackson and welcome to the first TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. And we begin with Manchester United and the news that new CEO Richard Arnold has spoken to some United fans due to plans for a protest near his home. The conversation, which took place in a pub, has since been leaked. Former Liverpool striker Dean Saunders and Natalie Sawyer discussed the problems at Old Trafford on Weekend Sports Breakfast.
I've said this before, if the generals and the colonels can't get it right, the soldiers can't win the war. Which basically means, if it's not right at the top, it eventually works its way to the shop floor, which is the football pitch. So if above you, the chain of command is not right, at some point, right to the top, so then you point the finger at the owners, who are right at the top, but they've spent, their answer is, we've spent £1 billion, so you can't really point the finger at them too much. There is a excuse for them that, hang on a minute, we've spent more than everybody else, we give you the money, you've just not spent it very well. To have a team on the pitch that aren't working hard, the fans must be cringing. I feel sorry for the fans watching when you see him play. You watch Liverpool's front three and Man City's pressing. I mean, that's not hard to work. So there's been lots of mistakes made. They've spent, wasted £1 billion on players who've come into the club not really that bothered to play for Man United and ended up leaving for next to nothing. It can only happen to Man United. They sign a player for 90 million. They give him away for nothing twice.
Now Chelsea's main summer transfer target is reportedly Manchester City's Raheem Sterling. City are asking a whopping £60 million for him, despite him only having 1 year remaining on his contract. Here's Darren Bent, Darren Ambrose and Anton Ferdinand all reacting to the news on Darren Bent's Boot Room.
I think he's a top, top player. I think for 60 million, I know he's only got 1 year left, I think that is a bargain. Yeah, what are you thinking?
It's a bargain. In today's market, it's a bargain to get someone like Raheem Sterling. Oof. It's just, does it make sense for him to go right now? That's the thing for me.
I don't think it's a bargain.
You don't?
No.
For someone of that quality?
With a year left, 60 million. They could wait a year and get him for free.
Yeah, but just think that...
Mane just went for 35.1 million. Oof. Would you have him over Sterling? Mane.
You said it, but he's younger. I think he's got three years on him, Sterling.
Yeah. Look, 3 years is nothing, really.
I'm looking at the English tax as well.
Exactly
English players.
Right. That's exactly right. It's English club to English club. It's a rival as well, potentially a rival. Chelsea will be trying to go for it. That's why they've added a bit more.
There's no guarantees if Chelsea wait that they get him for free.
That's why Chelsea will have to pay.
Have to pay the 60 million.
Top dollar. They have to.
And they know that. Man City know that. No one's worth money that today's day and age. Anton said it's ridiculous the prices people put in, but it's the prices that the club put on the player. It's enough. If you said to Raheem Sterling, you're worth 60 million, he'd probably say no. Same as Grealish, you're worth 100. No. But it's the club put the value on them. And if someone wants him, they have to pay it. 60 million's a lot with a year left when you think of Mane, what he's going for. But Mane's going to Bayern Munich and Sterling's going to a rival.
On to cricket now, and England clinched the series against the Netherlands after taking the second one-day international by 6 wickets. It was live and exclusive on TalkSport, and here's former England fast bowler Alex Tudor alongside John Norman as they called the winning moment.
Snater's back into the attack. Moeen Ali's not going to mess around. It's on the body, angled into the left-hander. He swivels, he pulls, he picks up the boundary. And England win the match by 6 wickets. And they have defeated Netherlands, not just in this match, but in the series itself. Comfortable pretty much from beginning to end. And they've done it with the boundary that I would say, Alex Tudor, their performance deserves.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they've been good. They've been clinical. You know, I suppose the only things you would look out on the England state of things is the batting is, as you said, John, in commentary, is most probably just the captain. He's runless so far in this tournament, in this series, should I say, and that would be the only question asked, I suppose. I mean, everyone else has done a job and had some time in the middle. Bowlers have bowled some overs and got a few wickets. Fielding's been good. Yes, look, everyone knows that you know, this England side should go out and do what they've done to this Netherlands side. Good for the Netherlands side, so they can see what it's like to play against very good players, where they need to be. More time for them. They, you know, individuals can be proud of what they've done. As you said, England being very professional and getting this job done.
On to boxing, and Anthony Joshua's rematch with Alexander Usyk has been confirmed to take place on Saturday, the 20th of August in Saudi Arabia. The fight will be live on TalkSport, and here's Benty and Anton with their take on just how AJ can win the bout.
Me personally, I can only see it going the exact same way as it went in the first fight. But what do you think, Anton? You're looking at me like, no.
I would like to think that AJ wins. I'd like to think, I want to see AJ Fury. I want to see that fight. And so I hope AJ wins this fight. I think AJ's old enough now and well versed in the ring to take the experience of what he didn't do against Usyk in the first fight to now go and do it. I think he needs to go and smother him. Show that you're a heavyweight fighting against a cruiserweight and smother him and take him to the cleaners.
Yep.
I think if he goes on the front foot from early doors and catches Usyk, Usyk's in trouble. So we'll see.
The problem you have is Usyk will know that.
Yeah,
I think that's the only way he can beat Usyk. When you look at Andy Ruiz, he lost to Andy Ruiz. He went out after that and just jabbed his head off and won. You can't do that against Usyk because he's too clever, he's too good, he's too skilled. He'll be able to counteract that. So he'll know, his trainers will know, his management will know, the only way he can beat me is by coming out early doors and smothering me. So he'll be ready for it. But if he catches him, it could be a different story. But I just think Usyk is too skilled. There's only one man, I think, out there at the moment that Usyk wouldn't beat, and that's Tyson Fury.
I think AJ needs to go to Saudi now and start training now. Get used to that heat now.
Yeah.
I reckon, yeah. He's fought there before, isn't he, AJ?
I know, but still, yeah. Come on.
What do you think? Do you think AJ, well, you said you don't see one winner, but how can AJ get anywhere near Usyk?
I mean, listen, I'm not a boxing expert, I don't pretend to be, but the only way I can see AJ winning is, as Anton was saying there, in the first couple of rounds, just going to try and take his head off.
Mm.
If he try and takes his head off and he catches him with at least one, then I think he's got a chance. But if he tries to outbox him, he's got no chance of beating it.
No, you can't. AJ's not a skilled boxer. He's not. Yep. He's learnt the trade.
Yep.
He's not natural skilled boxer. Usyk is. Same as Tyson Fury, is naturally a good boxer, technically.
I mean, have you seen Usyk? I've seen him recently. He's put on a lot of weight. He's clearly powerful as well. So the problem he has as well, if he tries to smother him early and get inside, I think Usyk's got the power as well.
But I reckon if that fight had gone on any longer, if you can remember the end of that fight, AJ was on the ropes, mate.
Yeah,
he was gone.
He was going down because he was smiling when he was on the ropes. And he knew he was done. He knew he'd lost that fight. And I think you two are right. The only way he can win is by catching him early doors. But I just think Usyk's too skilled for that.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting, though. I said that rematch is August the 20th now in Saudi Arabia. AJ taking on Alexander Usyk.
Hello, I'm Laura Woods, and this is TalkSport Daily.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And as it was Father's Day at the weekend, we finish with former Wales striker Dean Saunders recalling the time his dad was in the dressing room after winning the Turkish Cup with Galatasaray. This, of course, the game in 1996, where manager Graham Souness infamously stuck the Gala flag in the pitch after the victory at rivals Fenerbahce. This is a great listen.
So we go to their stadium for the second leg. And they beat us 1-0. 65,000 Fenerbahce fans, 500 Galatasaray supporters, because they're all too scared to go, because it's like ruthless. Mm. And they beat us 1-0. So it goes to extra time. So the game's like nip and tuck, nip and tuck. 118th minute, ball come across the face of the goal. I lashed it, I've sliced it, and it's gone in the top corner. So we've won. So we've all run on the and I've dived on the floor in the corner, and all the lads have piled on. And we're right by the Galatasaray fans. And we've hardly got time to kick off.
Oh.
And we've won. So not only is the whole stadium devastated, someone chucks a flag over the fence, the biggest flag you've ever seen, Galatasaray flag, and Graham, who comes running over to celebrate with us, picks the flag up. And he runs into the centre circle and he's trying to stick it in the ground. You know, like, you remember the old touch lines that were like chalk and rock hard?
Yeah.
The spot in the centre circle was like he couldn't get it in. So he had about four goes of sticking it in. I'm thinking, what is he doing? And he stuck it in and then he ran past me on the way off. And I went, all the best. And as it, which has not been said, as Graham's running down the tunnel, this Fenerbahce fan has like jumped over and tried to get to him. And Graham's just chinned him. Anyway, he goes in the dressing room. So we all run in. You know when you win the cup final and you're opening bottles of champagne and Adnan Polat, the chairman, he's got a big Hugo Boss coat, a cashmere coat over his shoulders, must have cost about $5,000. And all the players are opening the champagne on his coat and everything spraying him. He's got champagne everywhere. Honest to God, I looked into the corner of the dressing room and my mum and dad were sat there.
Your mum and dad have gone to the dressing room?
In the dressing room. I'm thinking, my dad can get in anywhere, don't get me wrong. But this, he's took the biscuit with this one. He's in the dressing room for the cup final. And I walked over. I went, how have you? Because they've come all the way over to watch the game. How have you got in here? And what had happened? When Graham stuck the flag in the ground, the stadium turned to the director's box, obviously. And my mum and dad were in the director's box with Graham Souness's wife.
Oh.
And they're going to get stuck. They're throwing stuff at them.
Oh.
So the police have took them, thinking, where's the safest place? The only safe place in the stadium is our dressing room. Anyway, my dad was in the dressing room and I was believe it. So my dad, I think he's not with us anymore, but I think if you asked him, if you could ask him, what's your best ever achievement in football? He'd say, getting in the dressing room at Fenerbahce for the cup final. But they still sell the shirts of Graham, silhouette, red and yellow shirt with a silhouette of Graham sticking the flag. They still sell it in the club shop. So he's a legend. You can't go back there, but he's a legend.
Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. They're letting a bloke called Andy Goldstein have a go at this tomorrow, so that'll be there first thing in the morning. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.